There you go.
You have a recording going. Zoning Board meeting, April 26th,
2023. The meeting agenda, so this is a call this meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals to order. First, and we don't have anything, any old business in the agenda?
No business, no minutes at this time.
So move right to the new business, which is appeal number 853, a special use permit, but it's actually an area.
Area variance, that's a typo.
Yeah.
All right, an application for an area variance. The applicants are proposing to construct a new addition to the front yard of the existing dwelling on a parcel located in the R2 zoning district at 42 Ella Drive, tax map number 63.8-1-9 in the town of Aurora. The applicant is proposing to construct the addition at a setback of 19 feet from the front property boundary and is seeking 21 feet of relief from the front yard setback requirement of 40 feet. Okay, can you tell us what you're doing?
We're looking to build our addition on our home, so we moved the garage forward, and the addition we put in that, what is right now our...
Can we have your name for the record? I'm sorry.
Heather Kirion.
Yep.
So we move our garage forward, that's why we need the variance, and then the current garage right now will become part of the addition.
Okay, now there's no... we don't have a sketch of the proposed addition, do we?
Yeah, I tried to provide you with an aerial photograph so you can see.
Well, yeah, you can see that every weekend I go by.
Just come up and show us what you're doing here.
I mean, they got a picture of what's there.
Generally, we have a sketch of what you do.
Didn't get a sketch of that?
This is
basically what you...
This is what we have. So here's the garage right now. So we'd be moving the garage forward, and this would become part of the addition. So they'd be blowing up this wall.
Mm-hmm. So if you're moving just the garage part forward, you're going to need the porch to stay where it is.
Yep. Yeah. Porch would not move.
So you're going to take the existing garage, convert it into living space, and a new garage is going to be built out of the front.
Right, yep. It would just be in front of that garage.
Yep.
And I think they also indicated in the drawing, you have this hand-drawn site plan, right? Part of the application.
Yep. Yeah, that's what this
They're indicating that the septic system is in the backyard.
Our septic is in the back, so be back.
Off the back left corner of the house.
Yep, that's what we've already visited all of that, and to move that would be.
The only question I had in terms of the flow of the house, is there any potential, and I don't know your floor plan, so.
Sure.
Is there any potential to go off of either side? Because one of the things the board has to consider is a feasible alternative.
So to go outside the building, like to move out?
Well, to go off the side wall of the house instead of forward.
Right.
Is there any, does that work in the overall floor plan?
It wouldn't, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I suspected, but the board has to consider alternatives as part of their review.
Sure.
So where is the septic?
In the back of the house,
it's right behind it.
So it's right.
Off the back left corner.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right, but the garage is here. So what's this behind the garage? Right here, that little part there.
Oh, that's our laundry room. Like there's a half bath there.
I'm just asking, what would be the reason you couldn't have jutted it out that way? And major expansion. Is it because of the way the design of the house and what you're looking to do?
Yes.
You're wanting to make this room or like a living room bigger or some of that?
Yep. Yep.
So,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you look at the sketch,
This is my house, right?
Yeah.
So the garage would be literally right here.
So you would bring the entire garage forward?
Yep.
And use that garage, and are you going to expand in here at all?
Nope.
Just use that.
Leave that, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You
guys had done something similar to 40 Ella Drive, I think, in 2020.
He literally took his garage and moved it forward. He's my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And we're looking to do basically similar to what he did. Our floor plan's going to be different. But it's very similar to what he's doing, or what he's already done. So.
Well, I don't think he was, he didn't require the relief that we're talking about.
I don't think so.
His house sat back a little bit further from the line.
On your last page is...
All the houses that the garages were moved forward, so
right.
They still
and
stand.
And the other half of the L is the HOA area, right?
Yes.
It just has all of those.
We're also HOA. Our whole neighborhood is.
But the houses on the flip side are all basically garage extended homes.
Yes.
Right. They have a garage to conduct from.
Right.
Yes.
The house here in this picture, it's not Ford that you're talking about. Either.
That is Matt Stewart's house. Yep.
So that's the one that had the extension put
yes.
up.
Yep.
So it looks something similar to that, I believe is what you're describing.
What, that, what she wants to do. Yeah.
Right.
I had figured that out.
Yeah.
But that's what they want to do. Yeah.
How much driveways would you have left over?
Well, if we're given relief, well, it would be probably, it would be over 20 feet because their driveway is going to come out some the setback of the road, right?
Oh, well, that's a good question. In other words, if the addition were completed, could there be a car parked in the driveway without it hanging out into the street?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, because they would have their lines. What would it be? What's your property line back from the edge of the road?
I don't know. Because
normally that's...
It's usually, the rule of thumb is basically 25 feet from the center line of the road to the front property.
Right. Right.
Basically. That's not always true, but here's Justin.
Sorry I'm late.
We're glad you're here.
We just started the delivery.
All right.
We just started the deliberations on the first item, 8334.
I mean, it won't look out of character with the other houses, really, because there are a lot of houses in that area that have a garage just out from the front of the house, so.
It's one of the next doors.
Yeah.
I guess the only hesitation is that, generally speaking, we don't approve anything over 50% on the variance from the...
We try not to.
Yeah, we try to avoid that.
Okay.
And that's kind of the benchmark for what's substantial most. But you can have a substantial variance.
What would be the dimensions of the new garage? The garage itself.
I wish I brought those plans with me. They're the same as the one that we have now. Chad,
so probably
that the new garage. Do you know what our garage sizes right now, because it's the same. It'd be
but
the same,
do you know
same
what the size is moving forward.
Do you know what the depth of the garage is, though?
I don't know.
It's a two-car garage. I don't
mean, when you get a car parked in there, do you have like 4 feet in front of it, or do you have...
No, like
three.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a 22 foot?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a conventional
22 by 22.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to do is go 22
correct.
Feet again. That's going to require the 19 feet setback.
Because what I'm asking is if... In deference to Gary's point about the 50% relief, if we could shave even a foot off, then you're at 50%.
Right. That's
but I don't know what that...
What's a foot?
But
a foot's
well,
it could be a lot. You don't want to get your car and find out that...
Yeah, I mean, if you don't drive your car, it would be really...
That would be a pain.
You're talking about from the very front overhang, not the wall.
Right.
That's correct.
Yeah, it has to be whatever is the furthest out on that structure is where the setback can be from.
I mean, if you have tons of room in that garage, what's the foot is no big deal, but it doesn't sound like you do.
Right. There isn't.
I drove by.
The way they build them these days are pretty tight.
What you had there. Yeah. It looked like a typical 22, but
yeah.
It's a one. It's a one-door garage.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 24 feet. You have some. Sometimes they leave some space in the front.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what. Yeah.
22 feet doesn't leave you a lot, especially if you ever have a, you know, like a pickup truck or an SUV.
Right. My SUV fits in it, but I put a big pickup truck. I don't think we'd be. There'd be that much more space, you know.
Public hearing was duly noticed. We didn't get any written comment. There were no comments in the file. Have you spoken with your neighbors at all about this?
Yeah, folks don't seem to, especially the ones next to me and across from me. Matt's almost, he's like a little diagonal. No one seems to care.
Well, yeah, and they were welcome.
And they were notified. Places.
Yes.
Everyone
and
got
that. They didn't, because they were concerned they'd been here.
Right.
Exactly.
Or they would send a letter.
We had no emails or nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I got notification from most of them when they got the letter.
Which is good. It's good to know that they got notified.
Yeah.
And they should have the opportunity to come and speak if they
want. Absolutely.
And if you could build back that addition back further, but then you have to build the whole addition.
Well, I think what she's looking to do or in their plan is they want to bump out like the living area into that garage, and because that's what my question was, could you add on the back of it? But that would probably change the entire layout that she was trying to gain by doing this renovation. And
what will be the new living space? Will it be a living room or a
living room? Yep. Yep.
Family room.
Yep. Yep.
It'd be an open floor plan.
Yep.
You have a hard time going out back if you have a bump out back there, you're saying, right?
So,
laundry room off the back.
It's a half bath and a laundry room right there that we keep, that's staying.
Right.
It's bumping on a wall in the living room slash our dining room space. And
the laundry room. That whole laundry room and half bath is off the house right here.
It's off the house.
So it's here.
So it's really here. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The garage then comes out. There's a door here and you come into the garage, but the bath is right there.
Kind of like a mudroom
right here.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense what they want to do.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense to require to build another thing back there.
We like to stay under 50%, but, you know, what are we looking at? I think that the fact that what they want to do to the house is going to fit into the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's so kind of going to look different. Roll down through there on that bend, and the majority or very high percent of all.
With that garage out in front of the house,
it'll look just fine. And actually, it almost looks like your house is set a little bit more forward than some of these other houses.
It is.
That's hard to tell. So I don't have a big issue with that. Anybody else has an interest in this?
No.
Okay. And I'm going to close the public hearing. I'm just going to review the requirements for granting this for an area variance. The first is that the strict application of said dimensional requirements will result in specified practical difficulty to the applicant. We talked about the rear wall not being a good one, the septic, and the fact that little bump out the half bath, whatever, kind of it all fits in. The next is how substantial requested variance is in relationship to the requirements. It's 52.5%, so it's up there, but it is substantial. That the difficulty cannot be alleviated. The third is that the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue. We discussed the floor plan and the what you want to do with it, and I don't think it's reasonable to expect them to build a whole new addition to this little garage. The fourth is that there will be no substantial change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to the adjoining property. I think we discussed that pretty well. The last is that the variance would not be materially detrimental to the purpose of this chapter or to property in the district in which the property is located, or otherwise conflict with the description of purpose of the districts, etc. And I think this fits in. I think that kind of.
Yeah, I would agree.
If anybody disagrees, you can say so.
No, I would agree.
Okay. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve appeal number 853, granting the applicants the required setback that they're requesting up to 52.5%.
And I'll second that.
Any conditions or anything? Was it in your staff notes? You mentioned something about plantings or something?
Yeah, there was some landscaping to also help it, you know, blend with the neighborhood and the other appearances. I just felt that would help take away the appearance of the. I imagine you are going to landscape once you complete.
Because that side path, like walking to the house from the driveway to that, that'll have to be pulled out and extended because the driveway will move forward. So, yeah, we'll be doing more work.
Honestly, I think it's going to be okay.
Yes, I think it sounds like what they're planning on doing. Doesn't it require any exceptional? You know, I don't think
condition
on your part.
I have a comfort level with second hand without any special.
It's a nice neighborhood. Everybody takes really good care of the property.
Yeah.
So the 52.5% and the setback would be at 19 feet.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Just to reinforce that setback is from the edge of the E, not the building wall.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
The edge of the E is the 19-foot mark.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what's on the plan.
Yeah.
Okay, could you pull the board, please?
Yes, Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Mr. Farrell?
Yes.
Mr. Elms?
Yes.
Mr. Endel?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jim, thank you for your help.
Yep, sure.
And again, the agenda for 854 is a use variance.
Next one, yeah.
Yep. For appeal number 854.
Okay, the next thing on the agenda is appeal number 854. It was an application for use variance. The applicant is seeking to keep her houses in a pasture area in an existing 1.53-acre parcel that adjoins her home, where the horses are currently kept. The subject parcel is located in an R2 zoning district at 530. Yanzer Road, tax map number 64.1-1.1 in the town of Rowe. According to the town zoning chapter, the keeping of horses is an agricultural use, and the R2 district does not allow such use. Therefore, the proposed keeping of horses will require approval of a use variance from the Zoning Board of Appeals. All interested persons are urged to attend the public meeting, and all comments will be heard. Okay. Again, can you just tell us who you are?
Abigail Robichaud.
Okay. And you're renting this property?
Yeah, well, I'll be taking care of the property if you let me keep my horses there.
So that's, as I understand, it's like a barter.
Yeah,
the horses are kept there as long as you keep it up.
Yeah.
Okay. And you live here? I mean, are you on property here?
Yeah, I'm right next door to
to the old Jacoby farm. So yeah, this is my
house. Now what are these ones?
That's the house right there, and that's their right. garage. And then the farm, what's pig that, farm's yeah. back here. Yeah.
What's behind it? There were some barns over there and stuff.
It was part of the larger right. farm.
Pig farm, yeah.
They sold that.
Yeah, they sold it to Sarong.
How many acres is that?
Oh boy. It's gotta be 70.
Oh my God. So it goes right around the side of the park.
Yeah, well, it goes on each side of the park access road.
Yeah, and around the back side.
Yeah, right? A little bit, yeah.
I'm sorry, can you tell me where you are again? I was late to the party here. This is you?
Yep, this is my house.
And this is?
Yep.
It's out here, correct?
The barns are out here, but I would...
Her horses would be in this yeah. area right here.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, right in here. I would still, I would have them in my property too, so... our backyards together.
So this road here, what is this road?
That's the extended driveway back to the farm, because the farm's at the end.
Okay.
So where's the access road to the park?
It's further down.
Oh, that's over here.
Yeah, it's further down.
There's a house next door to me, and then there's the road, Lennox Road, or whatever it's called.
Your house used to be, what was her name?
Pingree's?
Pingree's,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the Pingree house. And then there's another house next to it, and then the road.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
And you have horses currently here?
No. No, I
bought
them, no.
Okay, all right.
And it's about how many horses?
Yeah.
2 to 3. 3 would be ideal, but... Well, right now, the 3 are located on, it's like 100 by 200 paddock, so that's about half an acre, and they can run around and everything, so that's
But it
enough.
Is 3 is the maximum.
Yes.
Because I think, in my opinion, I think that's going to be, that's right. you know, if this goes forward, that's going to be a key consideration.
Well, oh, yeah.
There's an upward limit.
It's a small area.
Yep.
It's not... It's out of the zone. It's not allowed there. If we were going to consider this, we'd have to have a limit on the horses. That would be very important.
Yep.
Because I already know this with Abigail. You know, one of the principal. Because I understand, you know, farming is a historic use in that part of town, and it kind of got phased out.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I was focusing on is the manure. You know, it can be a problem. I mean, if it's not regularly dealt with, you know, it can be odorous, and that can be a negative, to the residential use that's taken over. Whether you like it or not, the residential use is predominant.
Well, you're gonna have all brand new houses all around us. So that's, Sarong's gonna be building.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So,
yeah.
One of the negatives of ag is the dealing with the animal manure. And that'll be the case certainly with horses.
And I would remove, you have to clean daily anyway, but then I would probably remove it with a tractor or a truck and bring it to another farm and dump it.
As long as it's not here.
Yeah, no.
How long has it been since I was a pig farmer?
Oh God, a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did Melvin die? 2015.
Yeah, but did he have pigs? I don't think he had pigs. I mean, he was using it more for his construction business.
Right? I think it was 90s or 2000s, wasn't it? 90s or 2000s.
Yeah, it was, I think that was the last time they had pigs on the farm. Yeah.
Oh, they had pigs since I've lived there.
Well,
I moved in it in 06.
Isn't that pig?
Yep, they had pigs, goats. They did have horses on the other side.
Yeah.
Donkeys.
Yep, donkeys. Yeah. Yes, I remember the donkey.
Yeah. But it was, see, like when it was, what we're thinking back though, it was a really big, big farm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a lot of pigs there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was, I can remember when I was in school, they came right to the back of the road school. When I went to the road school, you could go right to the back and the pigs were there. That was a long time ago. I'm dating myself.
Where's Sorona and Doc?
Well, he bought up beyond that. So so that there's like you said, 75 acres. You know, when you go in the road to go into the rec field, he's going to have some on one side, and then he's going to have a bigger chunk on the right side. All behind, like if you drive in, you know, you'll see the barn. There's a couple of barns back there and stuff. That's all going to come out of there. Okay. That's back behind here.
Yeah.
Or back behind here.
How close
would it be? Well, actually, it is. Latest
barns. The barns, this is what the driveway goes back, and the barns would be.
The barns. So
and his latest proposal is going to retain the barn as a community building and make it a PUD.
This is the farm.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. All the way back to the wreck.
Okay.
So I think he owns that, and on the other side where the landscaping business was, and over to Bluebird maybe? Well, I don't know where he is.
It's a pretty big chunk of land.
Yeah.
Can we make a condition that this isn't permanent?
That's one of my recommendations, that you can make it so it runs with the property owner and not the land.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, if you grant the use variance without condition, it runs with the land. But you could condition it to the applicant.
Oh, yeah.
That would be my only concern.
That would absolutely
concern.
Something we want to do.
Or consideration, unless I'm overlooking.
I thought that would be something we might
do. To me, I thought on the financial side of things, it appears that the current property owner is, you know, that he doesn't have a lot of money to work with. And that's why there's this barter arrangement being worked out. And what Abigail was telling me, if she takes it over, the property would actually be cleaned up.
Yes.
Well, is Mrs. Jacoby still alive?
Pardon?
Is she still alive?
Donna's living in Saratoga.
She still owns the property though, right?
No, now her grandson, Melvin's son.
Oh, Melvin owns the property.
Yeah, little Melvin.
Oh, little Melvin owns the
property. Yep.
So, and
he hasn't been taking very good care of it.
I guess there's something about, there's not a lot of funds to do so. So I think that kind of goes to the financial consideration here of reasonable return. It's not the strongest argument, but it is an argument.
So he actually been living in the house? Because honestly, when you looked at it, you thought the house wasn't living.
No, he lives there.
Yes.
Yep.
And what's back here?
This is the barn, the big barn.
Yeah, it's back there behind you.
And then the goats were over here behind my neighbor's house. And then there's that big garage. And then he had pigs back there. And then he had pigs all the way down to the wreck.
Yeah, he had it for one time. Yeah.
Yep.
And then my other concern related to the manure handling, I think there should be an agreed upon schedule for removal.
Yeah.
And maybe even a further condition that says upon receipt of a complaint, it will be removed immediately.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Because depending, odor is funny. Depending on the humidity of the day, wind's blowing, you know, there may be a condition just right that people are getting the odor, so it needs to be dealt with right away.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a thought. And I know you had said it in here weekly.
Mm-hmm.
It will be removed, but it will be stored on it. It'll be picked up daily.
Yep.
And it will be stored in.
Yeah, and I'll cover buckets. Yep.
And would you be doing it?
Yes.
And in the event that you're away or something like that, would be the only foreseeable.
Yeah, I would have somebody would have to come take care of them, but I'm not going anywhere.
This land back here is Sorona.
Yes. Yep.
It's expected to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
And back further here.
Yeah.
So that barn you mentioned would be coming down.
Yep.
Well, he just said that he's talking about doing something with that barn.
It might be part of his development plan.
But in any case, it wouldn't be available to you to use for the horses.
No, she's just going to
be. Oh, yeah, I would build a run in or put a run in like right on the edge so that they could run out there and then.
Does it require you putting up any fencing?
I can put up electric fence, which is just T posts and the line.
Okay.
So that could be like, if they didn't like where it was or they wanted me to move it, it would be easy.
How many horses? Are
Three.
No more than.
No more than.
Yeah. We were going to put the number on.
So when you say a run here,
like a little, like a, not a barn with a floor, but just a, like a lean-to, so they can come in and out of the weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so a run is a building of sorts. Yeah. Some shops. Okay.
Yeah.
You'd have them clear year round.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Have we done this anywhere else in a residential?
Not my time here. I mean, I think this is literally the second use variance we've had in 6 years.
We don't get a lot of them. I mean, it kind of goes against the zone.
Yeah.
Right. It's not taken lightly. We have to be very careful with these because we're.
I remember in our most recent training, it came up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I think if you've read Jim's notes, I mean, this has traditionally been a farm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
You're not introducing it for the first time.
It isn't something completely foreign. It's been there, it's been done.
There are mutual benefits for yourself and the property owner, as well as potentially the town, just to clean things up, as well as the neighbors. Mm-hmm. All the stakeholders.
Yep. Yep.
So just to be clear, I hate to beat a dead horse. Well, this is your house.
No, yeah.
I was waiting for that one. I was beating the head of Billy Goat.
Maybe. There we go. This is all your property.
Yep.
Is that correct? Why are you not using that for the horses? Is there any particular?
Oh, no.
She said she wrote.
Yeah, I would put any building like on this side, but like the fencing to go out into his part,
right?
Because I don't have enough.
She doesn't have enough room to have one around.
Yeah,
so she's going to.
So the blue line is the fencing.
No, the blue line.
That
is the
Melvin Jacobus.
That's the property lines.
She would blend them.
So yeah.
She would be blending her property with that.
So you would have your horses throughout.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's all for that. Like, we would definitely be neighbors. And yeah, like I moved in 06 and Donna was always like, do you have anything you can keep it here? And I'm like, no. I didn't get my horse till, or no, I had him by then, but he was boarded out somewhere else. But then I've acquired more, and then it's just very expensive to board them. And yep.
So your fencing would incorporate this area here?
Yes, yep.
So you would keep you, and you would be across this access
road
as well, because that's just an old driveway that's
yep, yep.
Okay.
Just a, you know, if there's ever a possibility on your part, you know, there is a possibility for a boundary adjustment. If there was ever a potential for an exchange of property here, mm-hmm. you know, and incorporate it into your lot,
mm-hmm.
and expand your lot.
Yep, yep.
But I don't know what the nature of the relationship is, if that's something he'd be willing to entertain or not, but if this is something that you appear like you enjoy and it's permanent, it might be an idea to
mm-hmm.
to see if you could ever entertain an idea of a boundary line adjustment.
Yep, yep. Yeah, because like he inherited it, so I don't think he's like spending all this money to do stuff, so he's just like, whatever.
Just a thought.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, because I tried to see if Cerrone would sell, because there's where the goats were back here,
mm-hmm.
and it's been crickets. So I've tried all kinds of, like I did talk to Dan Davies through email when he owned it, and then he was saying, well, I can't sell just a little bit of it, I have to sell the whole thing. And then he's like, well, Cerrone is going to be taking it over, so talk to them. And then nothing.
That was bad.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, they have a lot more to worry about.
And there are any environmental concerns? I looked at this in your application. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, this is a rare case, too, where you are going to have to do the seeker. I gave you the part 2 and 3.
Have we heard anything from neighbors?
No, we have not gotten any